White House corrects Joe Biden's 9 embarrassing errors, gaffes in official transcript. By Wendell Hussebo on May 22, 2024. Aides to President Joe Biden corrected 9 gaffes on a transcript of his speech delivered on Sunday, raising concerns about Biden's fitness for office. The White House has issued a total of 148 corrections to transcripts of his remarks between January and April, a Daily Caller analysis found. Biden, whom special counsel Robert Hur described as an elderly man with a poor memory, delivered the errors and gaffes while speaking to the National Association for the Advancement of Colored People, NAACP, in Detroit, Michigan, on Sunday. Shortly after the speech, Biden's aides began correcting the transcript to clarify Biden's comments about Capitol protesters being erectionists. They did the same with Biden's claim that he was vice president during the coronavirus pandemic. The transcript, released Monday, is riddled with strikethroughs of mistakes and corrections of comments in brackets. Below are the 9 corrections. Clean up on aisle. Biden, White House had to correct the president's NAACP speech 9 times, despite him using a teleprompter. pic.twitter.com/fo8nlptf. Fox News, at Fox News, May 22, 2024. 1. Claiming he was vice president during pandemic. And when I was vice president, things were kind of bad during the pandemic, recession, and what happened was Barack said to me, go to Detroit and help fix it. 2. Slurring words. He, Donald Trump, calls the erectionists, insurrectionists, who stormed Capitol Hill patriots. He says, if re-elected, he wants, quote, every one of them pardoned. 3. Receiving the NAACP's award. Folks, I'm humbled to receive this organization's award, which defines the character and consequence of what we do. 4. Slurring words. It was truly inspiring, over 400 young black men who will do extraordinary things. 5. Misreading the number $800. I protected and expanded the Affordable Care Act, saving millions of families $800,000 in PREM, $8,000, $800, in a year in premiums. 6. Claiming landlords keep rent down. We're cracking down on corporate landlords who, too, keep rents down. 7. Claiming black moms died. He, Trump, not only denies reproductive freedom but worsens the mortality rate for black moms, who are, nearly 3 times more likely to die from pregnancy complications than a white woman. 8. Claiming bloodshed will occur if Trump wins. But that's not Donald Trump. Donald Trump has said, if he loses again in November, there will be, quote, bloodshed, bloodbath. What in God's name are we talking about here? 9. Mispronouncing the name of the host. Earlier this month, I posthumously awarded Medgar Evers the Presidential Medal of Freedom, our nation's highest civilian honor. His spirit endures. The NIC, NAACP, spirit endures. Polling shows that Americans question Biden's ability to lead. About 1/3 of Democrats doubt Biden's mental fitness, a Harvard/Harris survey recently found. Another poll revealed that 82% of Americans harbor concerns about the Dems' physical and mental health. Only about 1/3 of voters say Biden is physically or mentally fit to serve a second term, Quinnipiac found. A Democrat senator recently told The Hill on condition of anonymity that Biden's age is a major factor in Biden's brand. If you go out there and do a focus group, the focus groups all say, he's 200 years old. You got to be kidding me, the senator explained. And the worst part about it is for unaffiliated voters or people that haven't made up their mind, they look at this and say, you have to be kidding us. These are our choices? And they indict us for not taking it seriously. Colleagues know this is a problem, the senator said, noting Biden will remain atop the ticket, and that this is the ticket we have to get behind and we have to win with this ticket. We'll see how much gravity we can defy. Biden suffers from atrial fibrillation, peripheral neuropathy in his feet, and hyperlipidemia, according to his annual physical, conducted in February by physician Kevin O'Connor. The health challenges might explain why he struggles to remain upright. Biden has tripped, tumbled, and stumbled at least 5 times during his presidency. Crash landing. Biden falls at U.S. Air Force Academy commencement. Wendell Hasebo is a political reporter with Breitbart News and a former GOP war room analyst. He is the author of Politics of Slave Morality. Follow Wendell on X @WendellHasebo or on Truth Social @WendellHasebo.